I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's the host of that show unless she has plans. I think you might have to adjust. You know, she's the host of the show when she wants to host the show. That's why.
I've been busy. Yeah. I've been busy. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you on the cover of magazines, you can't just sit still for 3 hours and do one thing. You have to be very versatile. So, you know, either they just going to have to give me like a 20-minute show or, you know, we're just going to have to keep, you know, hopping in and hopping out. I don't know what to tell them.
Did you arrive on time for the Sunday night show?
Oh, my God. The Sunday night show almost didn't happen. I was literally at the Mall of America with Andrew for his big book launch, and I was sitting there with my friend Katie, and we used to work together at KSTP, and we were just reminiscing about the good old days, and she's got a new job now, and I'm like, so what days do you have off? And she said, oh, I'm off on Sundays and Wednesdays. And I don't know why, but something in my spirit said, you got to work tonight. And I was like, oh, my God, girl, I got to get home. I literally got to the house 4 minutes before Jonathan started playing the music. I was like, oh, my God. And thankfully, because I trained Jonathan so well as a producer, because, you know, I was one of the best producers when I was producing shows, that he had all the guests lined up. He had my script. He had everything ready for me. If it wouldn't have been Jonathan or Dave or somebody like that, I would have been in serious trouble because I was literally flat. How did I forget I had a whole shift? How did I forget that?
Surprises me zero. Dave, does it surprise you at all?
I was very surprised at myself.
Dave?
No.
0%.
I'm very conscientious. You know, I make sure that, you know, WCCO radio is a priority for me.
Okay.
And,
okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, it used to be. I mean, I'm not denying that. Not anymore. I mean,
it's not anymore.
All right, let's jump in. Shaletta is here, like all regulars and guests. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. There is a story out today that Dave and I both saw suggesting that daily showers are purely performative and have real health benefit. The idea we should not be showering on a regular basis.
Who put this survey out? The little rascals? Who came up with this? Dr. Doolittle, who did this? Who put the survey together?
An environmentalist named Donachad McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever trust anybody named Donachad. Yeah. First of all, I can't even deal with people who don't wash their legs in the shower, who think that the soap will just go down there and somehow magically take care of the dirt. Listen, I need you to shower daily, sometimes twice daily, depending on, you know, your sweat levels. This is the nastiest thing that I have ever heard of. I'm going to just tell you that I had a procedure done on Monday, and they said, you can't shower for 3 days. I thought I was going to die.
Seriously.
I thought I was going to die. I was like, are you sure? They was like, no, you can't. I was like, well, what if I just Can I use a spray bottle? And they were like, nope, you cannot shower for 3 days. And so a Wednesday at 12:01 a.m., who was in the shower scrubbing?
You.
Scrubbing.
Yeah.
I might as well had a Brillo pad. It was really bad. I was just like, my skin is just raw because I could, in 2 days, two, 3 days, I couldn't do it. I don't know.
I got more people. A dermatologist told the New York Post that daily showers could strip away the skin's microbiome. And this is very important. A chemist was so adamant about preserving the dermal barrier that the bathing abstainer didn't shower, wait for it, for 12 years, instead opting to spray himself with good bacteria. This guy also.
And you know what?
He didn't
I
have
bet
sex.
He has no good relationships. Yeah. He does not have sex. No, he's not going to have
chance.
Sex. He's not going to have any friends. He's a very isolated and lonely young man. I guarantee you that. Yes. Yes. What's next? No brushing your teeth? I mean, really. So we will protect our teeth and leave all the germs and nasty stuff on our skin. We got to take that dead stuff off of that. We got to get them germs off of that. You know, we out and about. We're running. And what do we do with the mud while the kids are playing outside? Like today on a rainy day when we got little mud piles. What about, you know, when we spill something? We're just supposed to leave the spaghetti sauce on our kneecap when we eat? I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Well, here's more on it because I remember a little bit about this. So this is in 2021, there was a survey. 66% of Americans shower every day. Who doesn't shower every day? Text me at
651. Who are those other people?
Yeah, who text me at 651-461-9226. If you don't shower every day, why aren't you showering? I don't understand.
This is why I don't do the potluck. See, because some of those people, if that's the case, that's almost half. So it's at least a few of our coworkers. And if I had to guess, I could probably put my finger on a couple of them because I have some suspicions.
Yes.
I have some suspicions about who work is not showering every day.
Adam Carter.
If I had to guess, Adam Carter looks like he might not shower every day. Like, you know, because he think he better than people because he got his little stinky show. So he's like, you know what? I'm too good for showers. You know, so I'm thinking, Adam.
Okay, Dave, what's your reaction to Adam Carter? Shaletta has just pointed her clean finger. She's probably had four showers already today. With gloves on and a hazmat suit, it says Adam Carter probably doesn't shower on a daily basis.
I think that is completely incorrect. You mentioned sweat levels earlier, Shaletta. We all know what Adam's sweat levels can be like. I think he knows that if he didn't shower every day,
okay,
we would know,
you know
he
what?
Didn't shower
yep.
every day.
You know what? Yeah, okay. You're right about that. Okay, so what about this new guy? I don't really know him that well. Does he look like he
Ari.
Showers?
Does Ari shower?
Does Ari look like he's been in the tub today?
Yeah. He's got the he seemingly has the winter cap on. No matter
so
what,
we don't know if he washed his hair. See,
yeah.
I mean,
there's
you know,
no hair up
there.
Yeah, he's
it's
thin.
No hair.
In fact, there's no
okay.
hair. Now, if Ari is still wearing the winter cap in July,
we don't know he's not showered.
Then
if he's at the
not,
state
yeah.
fair with the cap on,
yeah.
he's not showered.
That's not.
In fact, he did the survey, and he's the one who did the survey. Yeah,
it's the Ari survey. I think it's gross. First of all, I also like showers. I enjoy my shower. Dave, you enjoy your shower?
I love a long, hot shower.
Yes, absolutely. Dave, do you think it's gross to not shower every day?
Yes.
I do.
I mean, rare circumstances would it be okay. But, I mean,
under
for me
doctor's
personally,
orders.
I smell
like
bad enough at the
says,
end of the day, even if I just spent the entire day laying on the couch. I smell bad enough where I don't want to
really?
Smell me
you
in
have
bed.
A, you have a, an odor issue?
I don't know if it's an issue, but, you know, I got man stink.
Yeah.
Okay. So that loom, I don't know if they make loom for men, but I know that loom takes care of it. Maybe you're going through menopause. I'm going through menopause, and I wake up every night smelling like a jar of dill pickles. I really do. I'm like, who is eating dill pickles? Oh, it's me. So that loom, that loom is doing
there are
a lot.
Certain people in life who have an odor about them. That isn't always fun. I think I'm fine. Both of you speak up. I don't believe I have an odor issue.
You're very neutral.
Yeah, I'm very. I'm good.
Most people are neutral.
Yeah.
And then you know some people you know get the little extra you know put a little salt on it like Henry Lake. Like you know Henry Lake has been in the room because you can smell the.
That's because he puts
cologne.
A half bottle. Okay, I put
like,
a little.
Here it ain't been in here.
I put a little bit on too, but H like bathes in it. I mean, he swims around. He just laps in his Tom Ford. You know, would you feel confident telling somebody here on staff, "Hey, you're stanky." I mean,
I would have no problem with it. No problem with it at all whatsoever. I would pull Jason DeRusha to the side if I have to and say, "Dude, you smell."
I think we need to do that. Now, Matt is seemingly retired from our show. I mean, our Instagram guy, he's done with our show. So maybe we're gonna maybe have to videotape this on our own. We're just gonna make it up, and maybe DeRusha will be the first person. Where you're going to go up.
Please be the first person.
And you're going to go up to him, and we'll be hiding the camera. And you're going to say, Jason, I really care for you and everything, but you smell bad. I mean, I want to help you out and just, you know, see what
his
reaction is.
I have a towel and a little small bar of soap with me when I talk to him so I can give him some instructions. I'm thinking about the visuals.
Yeah, yes. And probably maybe some cologne.
Or we could get him like a little Duke Cannon gift box. You know, Duke Cannon is local to the Twin Cities. They got all the men's stuff, and they're coming out with some cologne and stuff. So we could give him like a little Duke Cannon gift box and say, use this.
I like this idea, Dave. Going up to various employees.
I love this. I think this is great. I think this is our next viral moment. I mean, after Adam Carter choked on air and refused a regular
non-flavored cough drop,
and we got 100 million hits on that.
Yeah.
I think that this is our next viral moment. Is calling out all our stinky coworkers.
Yes,
I think so.
Barely, Dave Harrigan's on the list. I'm glad I work with him in the middle of the day and not later in the evening.
Want to come over there right now?
Oh, you're fine now. We're not doing night talk
like
together.
Like a plate of liver and onions and cabbage.
Yeah. We're not doing the 9 p.m. to midnight show together. I know that.
Mm-mm.
We're out. Shalette and I are out on that show with you.
You can
produce from like that studio over there. Nobody's there. And it'll be like the John Travolta thing, Boy in the Plastic Bubble. That's where you're going to be. Why in the hell aren't you showering every day? That's the text. That's the response I want to get here on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is going to be the one and last time. Okay, let's
soulful. It feels good.
Tell everybody who we're listening to and why we're listening to them.
Well, because of J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings' number one draft pick, the new quarterback in town. We're listening to famous J.J.'s throughout the day. And is there anybody more famous than Jermaine Jackson?
Yeah. Yes. About 500,000 J.J.'s, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Maybe they're more famous, but they're not more talented. Agree to disagree.
Okay, stop.
Oh, my God. Jermaine Jackson wasn't even the most talented person in his own family.
He's not
even. You talk about a waste of time and energy.
Top four. He's not the top four.
Got him beat. They got animals in that house.
Bubbles. I'd rather hear Bubbles. I got to be on a blanket. The other kids.
What a snake. Did they have some snakes? I think the tiger over Jermaine.
I mean, you know, Joe, God knows, before he was harassing all of them, supposedly he had some talent. I mean, sure.
Hey, somebody, anybody, please.
All right, before I get
Janet's left toe.
Yeah, before I get to some troubling texts on Shower, and I'm going to tell people, because our guest lineup keeps changing, Matthew Collar, Mr. Purple Insider, is now 10 minutes from now, okay? Because the Purple are introducing McCarthy later, so his schedule is not available. So Am I Wrong has been moved three times now. The Am I Wrong committee is not pleased. But Am I Wrong now is at 207. And then an interesting story that has been out there for a while and was affirmed again today. We read about it. Daniel Crawford, a vet who just walked more than 1,000 miles in honor of the 23rd veteran. We've had such a high suicide rate. We've had so many of our vets, Shaletta, who have faced so many challenges, and this group has been amazing. Daniel Crawford faced some serious, serious challenges himself. So Daniel's with us at 2:35. We're talking about people who don't shower every day. The three of us don't get it, at all. I just want to get to a number of the texts here because you may never go on the text line again. Let's see. Let me get to where it starts. I don't shower every day. I don't get dirty. How do you know, how do you know you don't get dirty?
Oh, my God.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
Every 2-3 days, someone says, retired, relatively inactive, but even on active days, just don't sweat much. Nobody's complained so far.
Because nobody's around.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Nobody's complaining because nobody's there.
You're by yourself. The real question is AM shower or night shower? Most of the time for me, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like them both.
I do too. I do too. I especially with the menopause situation going on, when you wake up in a pool of sweat, it's so funny because the other night, Daniel, my 9-year-old, he came and woke me up. He said, "Mom, I had an accident. My bed is wet." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, go lay in my bed until I change your sheets, and then you can get back in your bed." And he got in my bed. He said, "Hey, Mom, your bed is wet."
By the way,
when I got to the school, the teachers were looking at me funny because you know what he told them.
Oh, for sure. This is DeRusha, by the way, chiming in. "I haven't showered yet. I love my own natural aroma."
I said,
"Work from home." And then he adds, "I'd bring my funk to Shaletta if she'd ever come in." Well, now you're never coming in.
Ever. Just go ahead and clean off my desk if I still have one.
Uh-huh. Dermatologist said no daily shower. I shower 3-4 days. I work out. I think that was also wanted to let us know that he or she works out. Growing up, we bathed once a week on Saturday night for church and Sunday morning. However, we did wash our hands several times a day in our face. That's not enough.
That's not enough.
No.
That is not going to cut it. That is not going to cut it. Can we do something like keep the people who don't shower every day together so they are not around the rest of us, so we're not forced to try to figure out who the stinky one is?
Yes.
That would be helpful.
More text here. "I do not shower every day. Most days when I do, it's a quick shower. You ask any dermatologist to tell you never to take a hot shower. It depends on the weather. You obviously need to shower, but during the winter, when our skin is dry, you don't scrub." How about a little thing called lotion?
I mean, I was just about to say, it says nobody heard of lotion. Lotion, you can buy the good stuff. You can buy the cheap stuff. The lotion will replenish and keep the skin moist. Please put some soap on your butt. Please.
Yeah.
I'm begging all of you.
Another text. "I have 2 family members who are 1-shower-a-week guys. They would be out of my family. They would. I would get rid of them. That's what I would do." How about this one? Speaking of moisture issues, Dave found this story: bizarre new trendy jeans makes it look like you wet yourself. So you wear these jeans, Shaletta, and the area immediately down below the Mason-Dixon area, it's permanently wet. So it looks like you're walking in jeans where you peed. And these are trendy, and they're costing some places £500.
That is.
What about the suckers?
That is bananas. We got to sell some bridges. There got to be some air we can sell, some bottled water we can put out there. Apparently, people are buying anything. Why would you buy jeans where it looks like you wet yourself. That is bananas. First of all, I'm doing everything I can to keep from wetting myself, okay? Yeah. And if I do, I'm going to get those Depends so nobody knows. So the last thing I want everybody to know is that I can't hold it. Mm-mm.
Are you actually doing your show tomorrow?
I am actually doing my show, and I have an amazing lineup the whole entire 3 hours. Coach Shea is going to be there. She's got another Stories Behind the Menu. She's bringing some chefs in. It is Independent Booksellers Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
And so my friends from Red Balloon Books are going to be coming by to hang out because, you know, everybody's getting so used to just going on Amazon and other places and click because they got the memberships here and the memberships there. But our local bookstores really need our support. They've got employees. They're part of the community. When local authors need a place to land, they're there for us. And so tomorrow is Independent Booksellers Day. So Red Balloon Books got a bunch of programming and fun stuff for kids and adults. So they're going to come on and talk about that. So, see, I have a whole show. Are you
good.
So proud of me? It's been so long
since
I really didn't work and had a show.
Do the show on a regular basis. Show up on time, and then I'll be proud of you. But I love you. We got to go. Thank you.
All right.
Shaletta, tomorrow, noon, CCO. Matthew Collar, Mr. Purple Insider, on what took place yesterday involving the Vikings when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Collar here, 37 past one. Like all our guests, regulars like Matthew, John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, thanks for accommodating your schedule. When you look at what took place last night involving the Vikings, which part of their decision making and results impressed you most, and which part left you wondering, I'm not sure that was the right decision?
Well, I think that the patience that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah had to not have to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy, or maybe the intel, I guess we don't really know, but it seemed to me that we were presented by the mock draft universe that there was no getting J.J. McCarthy without a trade up, and they said, you know what, we don't think the Giants are going to do it, we don't think that the Titans are going to do it. I'm sure the whole world was shocked by what the Atlanta Falcons did. So
yes,
maybe
sir.
That's a little for a bit. But they also knew at that point that Penix and McCarthy would both be on the table there for them, even if there was a surprise quarterback taken going up to their pick. And there was, and yet McCarthy was still there. Jeff Darlington of ESPN had reported that Penix and McCarthy were their two options if Drake May was not available, which it was very clear that the Patriots were just full of crap the whole time, that they were saying, oh, you know, maybe at the right price. Well, I guess the right price was signing over US Bank Stadium and Justin Jefferson, and that was pretty much it for Drake May. But, you know, the fact that they waited it out, they didn't have to give up a lot. And then at the last minute, all right, let's make sure we box out the Denver Broncos, make sure they don't jump up over us and get our guy. Made it clear that they liked McCarthy a lot more than Bo Nix. and they get somebody that we all expected them to have to pay a lot more for. I think where you do have some question is with the Dallas Turner pick, and not the player, not the pick, but just how they ended up getting there, which was they had to trade up to get that number 23 pick, going back a few weeks, and then they get to 23 and go, all right, let's actually throw more draft capital at it. And it ends up being a king's ransom to move up and get one player. At the same time, this is the third pick on defense off the board. I mean, it's very unusual. It's just a strange draft. You never see six quarterbacks. You never see what, I mean, the number of receivers who are considered, you know, tremendous, tremendous prospects.
Linemen.
Right. It's just rare.
Yep.
So, I mean, I understood that. I know that the draft charts are going to say they're the dumbest people of all time, but you know, I'd prefer you go get somebody who looks to me like a perfect fit for Brian Flores. And if you gave up some other draft capital, that's okay with me. I really don't have too many questions about what they did and the way they handled it last night.
I'm with you on, listen, those are the two hardest positions to land. If they turn out to be great, and we have no idea, but man, you love the great quarterback. You love the pass rushing stud defensive end. This team also obviously still needs multiple cornerbacks, and in particular, a star cornerback. If they would have known that they could stay at 23 and by most accounts get the best cornerback in the draft, a guy people love from the same school, Terrion Arnold, and he ends up going 24, so they could have stayed at 23 in theory, and they don't give up third, fourth, and fifth, and they go to you, Collar, and say, here's our option. We go get Turner, and we give up the picks, the third, the fourth, and fifth, or we stay, and we get Terrion Arnold at 23, and Kwesi calls you, you say what?
I would have thought that that was a very favorable outcome to stay at 23 and get Terrion Arnold, because I became a Terrion Arnold enjoyer throughout the draft process, watching his games back a little bit, you know, just preparing for the possibility they could draft defensive players. And the guy is a dog. I mean, he is like exactly what Brian Flores would want in a cornerback. So you could say that maybe they didn't think that Arnold would quite get that far. And we know that now, but there was a little bit of a run of cornerbacks. I mean, in a way it's like either, no matter what they did, they were getting a great prospect on the defensive side of the ball, just because of the way things were set up. So they must have been really in love, or Brian Flores must have been really in love with Dallas Turner. And if Brian Flores tells me this guy can be the final piece to the puzzle, because what I've always thought about these trade-ups is, you know, what's hard to find is excellence. What you can find a lot of is good, but excellence is very difficult. This was my argument when they traded down in 2022. I was like, you got to be kidding me going down that far, because you usually get excellence where they were at the top. And 32, you know, it's a lot harder to get that. So in this case, trading up and aiming for excellence. Also, I mean, look around. The best teams, the teams that make the Super Bowl, they rush the hell out of the passer.
Correct.
And you're never like when you get deep in the playoffs. Now the NFC's got some quarterbacks. Caleb Williams is on the other side. What is the way to stop Caleb Williams? It's going to be pressure on the quarterback. But we also have to understand this roster isn't there yet. It's not complete. It's not a Super Bowl roster. They took a huge step last night, the final piece to the competitive rebuild. But, I mean, they're going to need another offseason in order to completely build this roster. They've got a ton of cap space. Thank you to Kirk Cousins becoming an Atlanta Falcon for next year. And the fact that they didn't give away their first-round pick, the corner you're talking about might be next year, might be the first-round pick. They could do everything this offseason, but they did the most important part.
Our guy Matthew Collar's with us, extensive and outstanding coverage leading up to the draft. Same way, Purple Insider, Substack.com. We'll finish with multiple questions on McCarthy, but I want to stay with the defense. Flores, highly regarded, massive improvement from Ed Donatell. But I think most people looked and said, man, where's the talent coming from? Let's just, we still have more picks to add, but you know, it's a ways off. It's in the fourth round. What's your review right now through, I don't know, 85% of the offseason regarding the amount of talent they've added on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, I was reading Patrick Royce the other day, and he was talking about how it feels weird for him to just praise everything the Vikings are doing.
Yes.
And I feel the same thing, because for a long time, you and I have picked apart a lot of the stuff that they've done.
Yeah.
But even on the defensive side, nobody appreciates more what Danielle Hunter did for this team. I mean, I was here for the whole time, and what an unbelievable talent. But his price, his age, his injury history, it was really hard to put down all the guaranteed money that the Texans did, where they're all in right now to try to win. Instead, they go out and get Gennard. They go out and get Blake Cashman. They get younger, but also bring in talent, a player like Andrew Van Ginkle, who's a versatile guy that's been with Flores before, and now adding a pass rusher. I mean, I think they have significantly more talent as a whole than they did last year. I think Cashman's an upgrade from Jordan Hicks. And if you gave me three pass rushers instead of one, which is all they were dealing with last year, you're probably going to be more effective. So I think that the bar should be pretty high for this defense. And look, I would have preferred a corner at some point. Harrison Smith coming back is pretty helpful to them. It allows Josh Metellus to stay in the same role. They have you and I as depth, though, and it's still going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because I'm soft and you're old.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be able to help when they lose anybody. Oh. And that still is a problem. And that's where I think they gave Flores enough to give them another top 15 defense. They are going to have a harder NFC than they did last year. But this is a defense you could build on. These aren't old pieces who are leaving after this year. These are guys who are going to be in place over multiple years that he can continue to add layers and add depth.
Okay, McCarthy. Were you surprised the Giants did not go for a quarterback? I know they've got the financial investment in Daniel Jones, and I forget they added some other name as a backup. But, man, wasn't McCarthy sitting there for the Giants at six?
This was my favorite smokescreen. I was on top of this one the whole draft season. I was saying that there's no way that the Giants can pick a quarterback, because these guys who run that team went to their owners and asked for $80 million guaranteed for Daniel Jones a year ago. There is no way you can go back and just be like, hey, things happened. No, you've got to try to justify that Daniel Jones contract, and the best way to do it is with Malik Nabers, not with drafting a development quarterback, because you don't get time to do that. It's sort of like how Chicago drafted Justin Fields when Matt Nagy was still there. Like, wait, does Matt Nagy think he's going to hang around to develop Justin Fields? I don't think so. So I think they would have done it for Drake May, maybe. They were among the teams that were calling up, but not for somebody that was going to take a while and doesn't have necessarily the most freakish skills. So I was not surprised that the Giants decided to try to help their guy as opposed to drafting a new quarterback that they would need multiple years to develop.
McCarthy was surrounded by talent, didn't throw a lot, averaged 22 passes a game. I mean, he was 20 when this year started. So what is a realistic and a positive circumstance for J.J. McCarthy with this team this year, knowing there's a fair amount of upside and also ready-to-go offensive talent in this team? And also you have a guy in Sam Darnold who is the projected starter, who has started a lot, but he's a guy.
Yeah, I think that the decision to bring in Sam Darnold was a really good one, because now it sets a bar, right? Like, Sam Darnold went 8-9 as a Carolina Panther. He's not the worst quarterback. So if J.J. McCarthy outplays him in training camp, then he's ready to play in the NFL. And, hey, he's young, but whatever. So was C.J. Stroud last year. If Sam Darnold beats him out, that's okay, because he hasn't thrown a lot of passes in his life. As you said, he's young. He's only thrown about 700 college passes, which is maybe half of what Bo Nix threw at best, or maybe less. And so, you know, you're going to have to give him time as a young player, but this is where Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown can mold this quarterback over the next year or so. And my thing is, patience is going to be required here. Probably. We're probably going to sit through some bad training camp practices. We're probably going to sit through some, you know, interceptions in preseason or something that makes everyone call in Christian Ponder. And please let it go, everybody. Just let it go. It's a long time ago. It has nothing to do with J.J. McCarthy. If you bring up Christian Ponder, my brain melts. Just like, it has nothing to do with it, but you got to give it time, because I think we've seen a lot of success in the past of developing quarterbacks for a year. And it's not an easy offense. It's an offense that puts a lot on the quarterback's shoulders. It took Kirk Cousins until, you know, deep into his first season, maybe even into year two, before it felt like he truly mastered it. So let it play out. I know that we all want to see it tomorrow, but letting it play out is what's right for the long term of J.J. McCarthy's career.
I always appreciated even the cheap shot, even calling me old. I still, and it's also true. I mean,
it's not cheap if it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it can be both, right? Can a cheap shot be true?
I think truth can't be controversial.
I called myself soft. I thought if I made fun of myself too, you wouldn't be offended.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm hurt. I have feelings. I teared up a little, and then I thought, well, he's right. So that's kind of a problem. Enjoy the opening press conference, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Matthew Collar, he's excellent. PurpleInsiderSubstack.com. Do it now. I'm going to tell you about K&S. Heating and air. We received a very positive text earlier today. Someone who reached out to ksheating.com and talked about professional and thorough that they were with the interaction, and it surprises me zero. Let me check my phone here. Today is April 26th. This deal, she's a ball game, April 30th, 4 days away. What's the deal? For the price of $7,700. And $95, a Lennox, yes, Lennox, great company, high efficient furnace and air conditioner, both of them, I mean, you're probably going to be set for 10, 15, 20 years, both of them for $7,795. No, 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 I'm not done. Plus a 10-year warranty. I back this up at my house with my family because I have a Lennox, high efficient air conditioner and furnace from K&S, and have K&S come out on a regular basis. Track them down today, ksheating.com. It's a bubblegum tune, but I like it.
Catchy as all get out, right? Jesse J.
I like it, Jesse J. All right, there's a fair amount of buzz, let's go with that term, about this study, this phone study that pops up occasionally. It's out of the University of Toronto, where it's saying among 64 major cities in the U.S. and Canada, the one that had the biggest increase to a downtown from March 23 to February 2024, the one that had the most, the biggest increase, Minneapolis. Okay. 45% increase in visits to downtown. Okay. 50 of the downtowns had some increase. Okay. The data with Minneapolis shows the biggest increase, guess what, when? June and July of 2023. It was Concertapalooza, including T-Swift, right? So, the defenders of Minneapolis will say, we got you. We showed it. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll be clear in saying what we say all the time. We're down here on a daily basis. During the day, never worry about it. I never worry about it. That doesn't mean there still aren't isolated incidents in the day. Guess what? There were in 1947, 2007, 2015. Okay? Are there more areas that aren't as safe now as they were 5 years ago? Yeah. We need a lot more police officers, too. But this silly boogeyman about Minneapolis during the daytime. You're just wrong. We can have a very healthy and a debate and agree on parts at night. But is this skewed, as a couple of stories point out? You had this concerts, you had other big events down here in June and July when more people, Dave, I think, are talking about the day-to-day. Right? We just had both the men and women's Big Ten championships were here in Caitlin Mania. The Wolves go on a run. We're about to have a run on that. We'll have some big concerts this summer, including Foo Fighters. What would most impress you to say Minneapolis is back? Because you can't dismiss this, but does it get skewed because we did have 160,000 people, or God knows how many people just came down for the collateral fun with the two nights of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, just to grab a T-shirt or something else being sold outside.
Or just to be around it.
Yeah. Obviously, you want to see the numbers midweek. You want to see, you know, if you're able to compare numbers that are downtown, you know, from 5 years ago, whatever it is, noon on a Wednesday to now on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or a Friday or a Monday in particular, because those are obviously still the light days.
Or even at night on those days.
Sure.
Where people are coming down.
Grabbing dinner downtown midweek. Yes.
I socialize downtown one or two nights a week. I love it down here. I do. Now, again, I pick spots where I don't go, right? I always did, but there's a few more now. I was just down here last Saturday. I'm coming down here again this weekend. I think you're sticking your head in the sand if you won't come down to parts of downtown Minneapolis. And I think we still have so many people say, I'll never come down there. Well, guess what? You never came down. Doesn't mean we don't have crime issues. Doesn't mean we don't have people who get arrested on a regular basis and are let out. Doesn't mean we don't have the need for more police. But stop with the whole place is a boogeyman, no matter what, because you're wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.